My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Wonderful people who support the show. Thank you for joining me today at the Whole Mama Podcast. Today we're going to talk about incorporating math into cooking with your kids. So September is all about getting your kids in your kitchen, cooking, doing the thing with you, which I know is can be messy and crazy, right? But listen to this. Being actively involved in an experience, reflecting on the experience, conceptualizing the experience, and using what you have learned to make decisions and problem solve in order to apply new ideas gained from the experience is incredibly important for our kids. And that's from David Kolb. So join me today. I have my coffee. I had a diffuser going with some oils. It's a wonderful day. I hope you are doing well. As I said, we're wrapping up our month on cooking with kids. And, you know, if you've spent some time in the kitchen with your kids, have you yet? Maybe a little bit. Maybe you want to do a little bit more. You know, within this month, you still have a week left. But of course, anytime during the year, just spend time with your kids in the kitchen is awesome. It can be messy, imperfect, maybe a little stressful at times, but really lots of fun if you just let it be, right? So, you know, so far in our house, we've made pasta. Let's see what else. Apple streusel, cookies, apple pie Chex Mix. I think there's a couple other things in there. And hoping to do a few more things before, you know, the end of the year to share. The end of the month to share, you know, on social media. But I do try, you know, to include the kids when I can into cooking throughout the year. So if you do something with your kids, like cooking a meal, or if they're older, they take over the kitchen, like we had earlier this month, International Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day, please share with me, tag me on social media. I would love to share what you're doing, what you're cooking together, and just, you know, kind of create that community as we wrap up September, which is just insane to me that it's already I'm loving it, no doubt. But it's just kind of crazy that we're already at the end of the month. So, So if you want to share what you're doing with your kids in the kitchen, share it on social media. I'll put my all my info in the show notes so you can tag me. I would love to share what you're doing, and I'm hoping to share as well. So, and it doesn't have to be perfect, right? It's messy. It's what it is, right? And so, as a reminder, you know, cooking with our kids does a number of things for them. If you've catched my previous episode on cooking with kids incorporating literacy, we know that cooking with kids helps establish those reading skills, language skills, and all of that. But in addition to that, it really helps them establish math concepts, you know, practice those language skills, following directions, recognizing science, you know, science reactions if something, if they're whatever, depending on what they're making, problem solving, and it just helps them to kind of get creative. So today we're going to chat briefly about how we can incorporate those math skills quickly and easily into our cooking. And you know, I'll kind of dive into just kind of how science and reading kind of weave in there as well. I have a couple book recommendations too, as I was doing making this episode, that I'll include as well in the show notes. So one of those is The Math Chef, Kitchen Math, Kids in the Kitchen. You know, all of those are great options for you if you want to learn a little bit more about how you can really incorporate math into your cooking. So the nice thing about cooking with your kids is that you can teach several different concepts, you know, at the same time. You can level things if you have multiple age groups of kids in your family, depending on their age and abilities. You can really level it without the stress, but you know, you can kind of, depending on what they're learning, what their age is, you can really hit all those different abilities. So we're going to get started. Like I said, some of these episodes are shorter because I know we're busy as moms, but I still want to be intentional and get a lot of info in for you. So we're going to start and get going. And again, if you have any questions or anything at all, whether it's, you know, cooking with your kids, incorporating, you know, math or literacy, please feel free to email me. I would love to help you. And that's just jenna@iamthewholemama.com. And I'll be happy to help guide you or give you some recommendations. Okay, so let's talk about some, you know, just kind of like 10 ways to really incorporate how you can touch on things with cooking, and specifically with math skills. So the first of those, and again, this will vary depending on your age, but for the younger kiddos, is really incorporating colors, you know, being able to identify, you know, the different food items, how colors may change when mixing things. And that's just one of those skills that really is like the foundation so that they can do, you know, math. I feel like is one of those things where you're kind of putting on those, you know, those layers of information and the ability to do different things. So being able to identify colors, you have to know, because you have to differentiate between things, or you have to, you know, compare things, or, you know, sort things, or graph things. So it's important to have that foundation of colors. And then also talking about when you're cooking, you know, you're mixing colors together, and that's, you know, those are changes that are happening. And it's important to kind of touch on that. The second thing is shapes. So if you have younger kids, you know, talking about the shapes of the baked goods that you have, you know, or the different kinds of food items you have, like what are those shapes? Is it a, you know, are those spheres? Are there's, you know, then you can even with your older kids dive into 2D and 3D objects. So you can kind of, you know, make it more complex depending on the age of your kids. The third of those is sizes, you know, comparing the sizes of food items, and understanding that will also lead us into, as we move into weight and measurement too, you know, comparing, right? So we're comparing the sizes of different food items, whether you have them on a cookie sheet, or you have different, you know, vegetables that you're cutting up, you know, or different fruits, or, you know, all kinds of things. And you're really just kind of starting that conversation that comparing things is really important. And that's one of those important life skills. The fourth is just overall vocabulary, right? So incorporating, you know, obviously the food items you're working with, the tools that you're using, but also starting to incorporate those math concepts, right? That math vocabulary that I think a lot, even these days, that kids are kind of get caught up on sometimes, because there may be a new math vocabulary word. And then, you know, they're trying to figure that out. And then they're being asked to do some kind of, you know, math problem, and they're still stuck on that one word. So making sure that as you're cooking, you're identifying, you know, the different, you know, measuring things you have, ounces, what ounces are, what pounds are, you know, converting measurements, what temperature is, you know, what a scale is, you know, talking about the different types of measurements. So whether it's a teaspoon or a tablespoon, or, you know, all those different things are really important for our kids to have as you're just really just talking about what you're cooking. And then they'll slowly understand, okay, so these are the different things we're using. And when she's saying this word, this is what that means, right? And it's really nice with cooking with all of those different things, is because it's hands-on, it's visual, and they're doing it right there. So it was really, I think, really beneficial. So those are just kind of some basics. Now, let's dive into a little bit more specific math things. So number five would be talking about weight and measurement. So, you know, you could talk about, you know, sometimes I think with cooking, when we're cooking something, we may use more approximate measurements, but you also have to mention that, you know, when you're baking, you really need those exact measurements to make sure that you get the product that you want. So kind of talking about the differences between approximate measurements and exact measurements. And again, you can kind of dive into that more specifically with the age of your kids. And so we're going to break down a couple things in three different ways for this particular topic. So the first of that would be preschool and younger children, and then early elementary, and then upper elementary and older kids. And really from at that point, you can just, the sky's the limit in terms of how more, you know, complex and challenging you want it to be for them. Okay, so for our preschool and younger kiddos, really starting kind of with the basics, right? So just identifying what those measuring tools we use are, you know, kind of talking about what measuring spoons and cups are, what a scale is, and maybe even throwing in, you know, just kind of identifying what, you know, what pounds are and ounces are. And you're really just kind of sprinkling that in. You know, they're not going to be able to be like, oh, this is, you know, when you measure ounces and this is when you measure pounds. But it is a good way to kind of get them starting to hear that vocabulary so that you can add more as they're getting older. And so as they get into early elementary, you know, you can start talking about measuring and weighing, you know, in simple terms. If you have a scale, you can kind of talk about that. You can even have them estimate weights, like how much do you think this may weigh? You know, how many pounds? So just kind of getting those estimation skills in, because it's a really important skill to have. And then, you know, starting to determine the appropriate measurement, like really saying, okay, you know, with this particular item, you know, are we going to need a cup for that? Or, you know, could we measure it as a teaspoon or ounces or pounds if you're kind of getting a little bit more complex? And then for upper elementary and older kids, you know, they're starting to be, you know, they're reading recipes, you know, and then you're kind of moving into metric conversions and, you know, really the converting aspect of things, I think, is a really important skill to have when you're cooking. And, you know, adding and subtracting measurements and comparing measurements and even talking about converting, you know, temperature and talking about Fahrenheit and Celsius and, if, you know, just being able to convert those between those temperatures is important to know, and also converting between measurements between teaspoon to tablespoon. So that's important. I think that's probably one of the most important aspects of math and cooking besides fractions, which we're going to talk about in just a second. So number six for your younger kiddos would be just early counting, right? So counting the number of cookies on the cookie sheet, counting the number of ingredients, counting the number of steps there are to the recipe. Or even if you're measuring, let's say, like marshmallows or chocolate chips, you know, counting how many of those are in one cup. You know, so just kind of encouraging that counting, because, you know, it's fun, it's hands-on, and they're able to really start to see, well, you know, okay, I'm measuring one cup of chocolate chips. Well, how many chocolate chips is that? They could even estimate first and then count. Number seven, this probably also is another really important one with cooking, is knowing time. This is an important life skill that's essential in the kitchen. So for your preschool and younger kids, you know, starting to practice telling time, you know, comparing clocks, and even counting backwards, you know, like how much time do we have left? Early elementary is reinforcing, again, telling that time, you know, and calculating change in time. So, you know, if we add 10 more minutes, how much more time, you know, do we have to, you know, for this to be baking in the oven? And then for your upper elementary and older kids, you know, start and stop times, change in time, calculating time, all of those things are important. And then number eight, ooh, huge part of cooking is fractions, especially in baking. This is probably one of the most important skills kids will be learning in terms of math, and it's critically important, and it's in their heart. Let's just be honest. Fractions are tough. You know, so for our preschool and younger kids, we're kind of just talking about breaking something up into parts, right? So simple concept of what fraction is, you know, you know, even starting with one half, cutting, you know, just an apple or pear in half. And once they get that concept down, you know, moving into a quarter and getting into those smaller parts, you know, but I would just make sure that they're understanding what a half is first before you do anything. And then also talking about, you know, comparing the sizes of measuring spoons and cups and understanding that they are helping us, measure, a fractional amount, right? So showing them what does a quarter mean, a quarter of a cup look like. For your early elementary kids, talking about equal parts. So like, let's say you're breaking up a chocolate bar into different parts, showing what equal amounts are, or comparing measurements, comparing what is, half look like to compared to the whole amount. And so just kind of really establishing that idea of what a fraction of something is. And then lastly, for your upper elementary and older kids, this is when they're all in with fractions, right? They're even converting them to decimals and adding and subtracting and multiplying and dividing. So you can start talking about doubling and halving recipes. Converting fractions of ingredients to decimals, you can really throw a lot of that conversion in there, which is great practice for them. Comparing fractions of ingredients between recipes. So if you have like a chocolate chip cookie recipe that has, half a cup of brown sugar, but, another cookie recipe has, two cups of sugar, kind of comparing how much that difference is. And then number 9 would be doubling and halving recipes. Again, just kind of what we talked about before, being able to reduce the ingredients, however you're teaching, by multiplying by 2, depending on what your fraction is, what your child is learning in school. If you're doubling a brownie mix or a bread mix, you can change the pan size. Then you kind of start talking about volume. You can really dive in as much as you want to. And so all of those different concepts, converting fractions, reducing fractions, cutting a recipe in half, you can talk about is kind of harder than doubling sometimes because certain things you can't really have easily, right? Like eggs, or other things. So, talking about all of that, cutting something in half, talking about how that's possible to do and how you can divide things easily. And, So again, what kids can learn about, math from having recipes, dividing fractions, changing the pan size, converting and reducing fractions, and all that kind of stuff. So tons of learning opportunities there with fractions. Number 9 would be just simple adding and subtracting, right? Adding two things or subtracting things. And I think the great thing about cooking is that you're able to use those visuals and manipulative. So if I have, 10 cookies on a cookie sheet and I take away 2, how many do we have left? And then, this leads me into our number 10 learning opportunity with cooking is using a math journal or a conversion and a conversion chart. So if you're doing adding and subtracting, and let's say you're talking about cookies on a cookie sheet, then you can take it a step further. And anything really you talk about with cooking that I've just talked about, you can take it a step further by having a little math journal where they illustrate what they did and then make a math problem or write a story problem after and make their own version of using those math concepts to make their own, their own problem. And then I would also say too, in that math journal is have a conversion chart, for them. I'm sure you can find those on Pinterest or Teachers Pay Teachers. And, and it may depend on their age level, from more simplistic to more complex. But I think having that conversion chart there for them, they're not going to remember this in one day. So having them be exposed to it, having them have their math journal while you're cooking, open to the conversion chart and have them look at it and use it. And then eventually it'll start to become more of a habit and they'll already start to know those conversions. But in the beginning, you really kind of need to give them that support. So I know I kind of flew through those. I hope that helps. Those are just some 10 ways, to incorporate concepts in your cooking with your kids. And I'll put some resources here in my show notes for you, but I really think, with all the things we talked about today, and the last one, that math journal and having the charts, the conversion charts for them really kind of brings it from the experience and then to paper. Whether they're making notes or they're drawing what you did or they can draw the different steps. You can just do so many different things. I think really bringing it to making their own problems, making story problems will really kind of pull it all together for them. So I hope that helps. I hope that you enjoy some cooking with your kids as we end this month, but also just kind of going into the holiday season. Such a fun time to start or continue to be cooking with your kids. So if you haven't snagged my Whole Mama Survival Guide, if you want some tips and tricks on how to make it just a little bit easier for yourself, check that link out in my show notes. And yeah, if you want to have a chance to be a guest on my podcast, please email me at jenna@iamthewholemama.com. I would love to have moms on here who are just kind of killing it in different things. They're struggling, but they're pushing through. They're pouring into themselves to serve their families. And I'd love to have you on here. Or if you want to email me with any topics you'd like to discuss, I would love that. And again, like I said, cook with your kids, snap a pic or video, and tag me on social media. And if there's anything that I can help that you're challenged with right now, how can I help you? Let me know. Message me on social media or email me. I would love to help in any capacity that I can. And then just three updates real quick for you all. We have our Raising Whole Readers online course right now. Check that out in the show notes if you want some quick and easy resources to get your kids reading or support their reading. We also have the Mamas and Mugs membership for ongoing support throughout the year. And I have a little special thing, my Mama Mastermind. We are enjoying every single minute of this. It's amazing. If you're still interested, I have a special opportunity for you, a case study option with a discount if you want to still hop in. I'm only offering that for a little bit longer, but just send me a quick email and we can get started in chatting about that. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you all next week. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at iamthewholemama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.